This is KUT. At some schools in Austin ISD, most of the students who take advanced placement tests fail those exams. But students at the same schools are passing dual credit classes, college courses taught through Austin Community College. As part of our series Dueling Credits, KUT's Kate McGee reports disparity may be over a lack of qualified AP teachers.
At Travis High School in South Central Austin, students can take a variety of AP courses in English, history, math, and science. But in the 2014-15 school year, very few students passed those AP tests. Just 13% passed the AP English language exam, for instance. When it comes to dual credit courses, Travis High School students are much more successful. Last year, 90% of students successfully completed these courses. So why is there a disparity in success between AP test takers and students who take dual credit? Edmund Oropez with Austin ISD says it can be difficult to find qualified AP teachers to teach in some East Austin schools.
And when we look at the schools that you just cited, there's been teacher turnover in some of the areas. We need to retrain some of the current ones to go through.
Dual credit courses are often taught by certified college professors. Oropez says AP teachers also feel a lot of pressure to have their students succeed.
You're teaching a college-level class, and I think that all the AP teachers I know, you put more pressure on yourself because you're going to have more advanced math students that are going to ask you more advanced questions, and I always want to have the answer.
That's Lou Kuhn, AP calculus teacher at Crockett High School in South Central Austin. AP computer science is a particularly difficult class to staff. That's why the district relies on dual enrollment classes with UT Austin's OnRamps program. Classes are taught by a college professor and a high school teacher, and students can earn UT Austin college credit and high school credit.
And so we know we're going to have a certified professor right there that's going to be an expert in this area that can teach our kids.
That's Oropez again with AISD. But not everyone thinks the disparity between AP and dual credit success has to do with access to quality teachers. Some people worry dual credit classes aren't always as rigorous as AP classes. They're concerned there's no measurement, like a standardized end-of-year test, to gauge if a student taking dual enrollment actually deserves the college credit they earn. Texas Association of Business CEO Bill Hammond is one of those people.
If a teacher has 25 kids in a class, they're not going to fail 80%, which is effectively what's happening with an AP course. So all these kids are passing, and then they're finding that they don't count for their major or they don't really count at all in terms of building a foundation for them to be successful.
But while some people question the rigor of dual credit, others question whether it's good to place all of a student's value in a one-time test to prove they are prepared. Kate McGee, KUT News.